Best of the Midwest series on Thursdays on WGN at this time tells you a fun place to go that's not too far away. And sometimes it's a place you know. Sometimes it's a spot you don't. We often tell you something you don't know about either kind of location. Marcy Simpson is here, Executive Director of the Southwest Michigan Tourist Council. Hi, Marcy. How are you today?
Hi, John. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You know, what really would be good for you guys is if there was a great big fat lake nearby where people could enjoy the cooler breezes and swimming and outdoor activities.
Isn't that just great that we're that lucky?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I think all of us in Chicago are, but in Chicagoland, a lot of people like to go to Southwest Michigan. They like to make that left turn and head up north a little bit. We're talking about Berrien County, Van Buren, and Cass counties, right?
That's correct.
So what towns, then, am I heading to if I go there?
So those towns and those three counties that we cover are the historic cities of New Buffalo, Stevensville, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph, Bridgman, South Haven, Pawpaw, and Dowagiac. That's a few of them.
Got it. And describe them in general for me. I mean, for folks who haven't made that trip, what do I see when I go there?
Well, St. Joe is a town that's right on the lake. You can see Lake Michigan right from the bluff. They have a quaint downtown area with lots of fun shops, boutiques, bars, tasting rooms, things like that. South Haven is quite the same. Their downtown is a little bit off of the water. Benton Harbor is right across the bridge from St. Joe. They have a very vibrant art scene with the Benton Harbor Arts District. They also have a couple beaches just a few steps away from the downtown area at Jinklock Park and Rocky Gap Park.
We have been to New Buffalo many times. I have family who has an Airbnb there, and it's just close enough that we've always enjoyed going to New Buffalo. That's got one of the great public beaches in Southwest Michigan, doesn't it?
It does, yes. We also, in St. Joseph, have Silver Beach Park, which, again, is just a bit north of New Buffalo, but it offers a lot to visitors. There's grills, there's concession stands, they have a playground for children, there's a pavilion where they have live music and concerts.
Talk a little bit about that. Are there some activities coming up this maybe, well, fall now that people should put on their calendars?
Yeah, so coming up actually this weekend at Eden Springs Park, which is in Benton Harbor, they are celebrating their 115th anniversary with a vintage car show, and it's a free show. The park also offers train rides. The train rides are $3 a person. There's going to be food trucks, concession stands, guided tours of the back shops at the grounds. So it's a really interesting and fun place for people of all ages.
Tell me.
And that's
Go ahead. No, finish that thought.
That's this Saturday, August 26th.
Understood. Talk about the Makers Trail Flight Crew Passport app. I know there's a lot of distillers and brewers, and there's plenty of wine in Michigan, too. This sort of coordinates all of that, right?
Yes, it does. So it's a program that we offer to highlight our region's winemakers, brewers, distillers, cideries, and also encourage people to come and spend the night, spend a weekend, make your whole vacation here in Southwest Michigan. The program is on an app. It starts September 5th, and it runs through May 31st of 2024. And in September, you can download the Passport app, the Southwest Michigan app. And the more places you visit, the more access codes that you earn, and the more prizes that you can end up with in the end.
Prizes, okay. So are the discounts associated with that as well?
There are no discounts associated other than what each individual business may be offering, but it's a chance to go places, get the codes. It's a specific code to each location. Mm-hmm. You earn those, and then you earn a gift certificate for the first level, which is 10 places, a T-shirt for the second level, which is 20 places, a hoodie for the third level, and which is 30 places. And then if you stay at a hotel, which we also encourage people to do when they come here, then you earn a Yeti. Those are the prizes for this year's program.
Got it. And then one last thing, the fall colors in Michigan are well known. Southwest Michigan is no different. I suppose is the same as ours. It's going to be more like, what would you guess, mid-October for peak season there?
It is. It's usually mid-October. That varies every year depending on the weather we're getting. But it's right around there.
For lodging and for activities and for all of this stuff, all I have to do is go to the Southwest Michigan website, and that's swmichigan.org, right?
Correct. swmichigan.org. And you can get more information on getaways, on places to stay in Benton Harbor, St. Joe, and Stevensville, activities, events, restaurants.
And it's just probably on average an hour and a half to 2 hours away, depending on where people are listening to us right now, right?
Yes, from Chicago. And then it's up to about a three-hour drive if you're coming a little further from Indianapolis, Toledo, Detroit, things like places like that.
Marcy Simpson's the executive director, Southwest Michigan Tourist Council, swmichigan.org. Okay, Marcy, have a great summer season and early fall.
Thank you, John. Same to you.